This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Thursday, December 7th, AD 2017. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. The government of Eritrea has arrested nearly 200 Christians, including children, since May, for praying in their own homes, reports Mission Network News. This is part of a crackdown on unsanctioned Christian activity within the country. The Worldview spoke to William Stark of International Christian Concern about why the Eritrean government is always trying to increase restrictions on these Christians.
Eritrea has this interesting nickname called the North Korea of Africa, and that's because it is a socialist dictatorship run under the Afwerki president, where the government doesn't allow any other authority that the government or the state doesn't control. So that's why they're very concerned about people who believe something that is a higher power than the state itself.
Stark said that the Eritrean church has continued to remain faithful despite much pushback.
Even though this has been going on for years, there's still underground church that's being hunted down. It hasn't gone extinct despite the level of persecution they've gone through.
Keep your Eritrean brothers and sisters in Christ in prayer, and remember that the gates of hell will not prevail against the Church of Jesus. Chaldean church leader Bashar Mati Warda of Erbil told the Assyrian International News Agency that there are nearly 20,000 Iraqi Christian families, or about 100,000 people, who have been driven from their homes and in need after ISIS has ravaged the country. Vice President Mike Pence met with Warda on Monday to discuss the needs of these believers. Pence communicated President Trump's, quote, commitment to directly assist persecuted Christians and religious minorities in Iraq, end quote. President Donald Trump announced yesterday that he would recognize Israel's capital by moving the U.S. Embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, in keeping with the Jerusalem Embassy Act passed by Congress in 1995.
In 1995, Congress adopted the Jerusalem Embassy Act, urging the federal government to relocate the American Embassy to Jerusalem and to recognize that that city is Israel's capital. This act passed Congress by an overwhelming bipartisan majority and was reaffirmed by unanimous vote of the Senate only 6 months ago. Yet for over 20 years, every previous American president has exercised the law's waiver, refusing to move the U.S. Embassy to Jerusalem or to recognize Jerusalem as Israel's capital city. Today, Jerusalem is the seat of the modern Israeli government. It is the home of the Israeli parliament, the Knesset, as well as the Israeli Supreme Court. It is the location of the official residence of the prime minister and the president. It is the headquarters of many government ministries. Today we finally acknowledge the obvious, that Jerusalem is Israel's capital. This is nothing more or less than a recognition of reality. It's something that has to be done. That is why, consistent with the Jerusalem Embassy Act, I am also directing the State Department to begin preparation to move the American Embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu welcomed the move, but the United Nations, the European Union, and multiple countries expressed criticism over concerns with Jerusalem remaining divided between Israel and the Palestinians. No other embassy currently operates in the city. The Supreme Court of the United States heard oral arguments Tuesday in the case of Masterpiece Cake Shop versus Colorado Civil Rights Commission. In this landmark case, Colorado baker Jack Phillips, represented by Alliance Defending Freedom, is defending his religious liberty to not bake a cake for a homosexual couple's wedding. An attorney with Alliance Defending Freedom told the Christian Post the hearing went well. Justice Anthony Kennedy, a potential deciding vote, said the Colorado Commission, which found Phillips guilty of discrimination, was, quote, neither tolerant nor respectful of Mr. Phillips' religious beliefs, end quote. Phillips spoke at a news conference following the hearing, saying, quote, for me, it's never about the person making the request. It's about the message the person wants the cake to communicate, end quote. The Supreme Court justices should take heed to Proverbs 17:15. He who justifies the wicked and he who condemns the just, both of them alike are an abomination to the Lord. 32 Democratic senators, 13 female and 19 male, including Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, have called on Senator Al Franken of Minnesota to resign as allegations of sexual harassment against him continue to mount, reports CNN. Senator Franken is expected to make an announcement this morning. An undocumented teen identified as Jane Doe won a federal appeals case recently to force the government to facilitate her abortion in Texas. Later, the Trump administration asked the Supreme Court to consider the case. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton filed a brief on Monday with 10 other states in support of the administration, calling on the Supreme Court to vacate the federal court's ruling for death. Disciplinary actions are also under consideration for the woman's ACLU lawyers for deceiving the government about when Doe's abortion would take place. In God's providence, wildfires are again consuming parts of California this week, forcing tens of thousands of people to evacuate and burning over 80,000 acres. A new blaze yesterday threatened the Bel Air area of Los Angeles, causing the closure of a major freeway. 150,000 people are under evacuation in Los Angeles, the nation's center for Hollywood, and ranked third on America's most sinful cities. And finally, Capital Ministries held their annual training conference in Washington, D.C. recently to help create discipleship ministries for political leaders around the world. The organization has launched 10,000 ministries across 33,000 cities to this end. Ralph Grolinger, president and founder of Capital Ministries, said, quote, "You are ambassadors of Jesus Christ. Create a lighthouse unto your nation's capitals, and let God draw all men toward himself," end quote. As you know, the Worldview and Generations Ministries are committed to bringing a biblical worldview back to the news, to family life, and to the education of our children. We are grateful for your trust in the work we do. As the Lord has blessed you this year, please consider blessing this ministry with a much-needed year-end donation right now as we continue to declare Jesus as Lord over all. Go to theworldview.com/give. That's theworldview.com/give. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes. On this Thursday, December 7th, in the year of our Lord, 2017, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. What kind of worldview do your children get? The vast majority of teens from Christian families are abandoning a biblical worldview, according to the Barna Group. Sadly, many parents do not realize that the curriculum they have chosen for their children actually conveys the wrong worldview of history, science, life's purpose, and truth. Pass on the faith to your children with a distinctively Christian education. Check out our Christian discipleship curriculum at theworldview.com/curriculum. That's theworldview.com/curriculum.